نوروز سپیشال. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear friends, Nowruz has a rich culture. We have already talked about Haftzin tablecloth and different items that are put on it. It is good to know that the Iranians make special foods on the occasion of Nowruz. These foods remind people of their childhood and are prepared with much care by mothers. Stay tuned, please. Sabzi polo ba mahi, which is rice mixed with vegetables and served with fish, is a popular dish of the Iranian cuisine which is prepared in various occasions, especially on the eve of Nowruz. Many ancient Iranians believed that eating rice mixed with vegetables and served with fish would bring blessing, freshness, richness, and prosperity till the end of the year. In other words, fish symbolized liveliness, and rice and vegetables symbolized generation, fertility, and blessing. Dear friends, as you know, samanu is one of the main items of Haftzin tablecloth. This pudding is made of fresh wheat sprouts that are cooked very carefully and patiently. Fresh wheat sprout is rich with vitamin E, and it is very nutritious. Samanu is the symbol of richness and blessing. To make this delicious pudding, wheat sprouts are prepared usually 10 days before starting the cooking. Family members and relatives and even neighbors gather together to stir the big pot one after the other. It takes nearly 20 hours to have a good quality samanu. But once it is prepared, you can't help eating it. Well, after a short break, we make you familiar with a custom during Nowruz in Khorasan region. One of the customs in Khorasan region is called kuze shekani. Kuze shekani means breaking of jar. A jar is filled with water and a coin is cast in it. Then the jar is given to one of the family members to throw it from the roof to break. It is believed that breaking the jar will destroy pollutions and sorrows. There is also an interesting tradition in southern Khorasan province. The family of the groom bring presents for his fiancée. These include dress, shoes, bag, rice, meat, and other things. The family of the girl, in turn, invites the family of the boy for lunch or dinner to bolster family ties. The people in southern Iran have their special customs and traditions in Nowruz. They fill the house with wild rose smoke while reciting the prayer for the turn of the year. They also visit the graveyards carrying sweets and rose water in their hands. Wild rue has been recommended for its antiseptic effects by physicians since old times. Dear listeners, the people of Shiraz have an interesting tradition. For your information, the city of Shiraz is famous for its bitter orange trees. The blossoms of this tree fill the streets and neighborhoods of Shiraz with their sweet smell in the first days of spring. If a tree is not fruitful, the family holds wedding for it. The Wedding for the Bitter Orange Tree is the story of a woman who wants to cut the tree of unkindness. Thus, the women of neighbors are invited, and the woman of the house takes a saw and pretends to cut a branch of the tree which is not fruitful. One of the neighbors acts as go-between by covering a thin lace on the tree and sprinkling sweets on the tree and making happy moments. This way, they believe that the tree will blossom and bear fruit. Now we take you to Yazd province in the center of Iran. Some of the people in Yazd make fire on the roofs of houses as a symbol of destroying the cold winter. Then they pour wild rue on the charcoal as a symbol of dispelling evil events. Another tradition among these people is called Koluchak. The people of Yazd put small potatoes beneath fire and eat them while singing happy poems. Dear listeners, in the end of this episode, we take you to the north of Iran. People in the north of Iran maintain a tradition called Shegin. Shegin is the local pronunciation of Shogun, meaning omen. The first person entering a house in Nowruz is called Shegin, and he or she is believed to bring good omen and blessing. This person is usually chosen from among children. Thus, Shegin brings a tray with water, coin, sprouts, and a copy of the Noble Quran. He or she steps in the room, and nobody else should enter before them. Dear listeners, many thanks for being with us.